The City of London is bracing for widespread disruption as protesters plan a wave of anti-capitalist demonstrations in the lead-up to the G20 summit of world leaders next week. Police have warned workers in the financial district to dress down and not draw attention to themselves. There were violent anti-globalisation clashes in London in 2000 and 2001. Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
Foreign Office Minister Lord Malik Brown appreciates the level of fury in the community against those seen as the villains of this economic crisis.
There's enough anger out there amongst all of us who are watching what's happening on bankers' salaries, bonuses, that I think, you know, the hardliners are going to have a sympathy they haven't had for quite a while.
Protests will start with a rally this weekend backed by the unions and aid organisations. Thousands of people are expected to march from London's embankment to Hyde Park. April the 1st, the day before the G20 summit, is being dubbed Financial Fool's Day. The G20 meltdown group is planning to reclaim the City of London. Four horsemen representing the economic apocalypse, war, climate chaos, money crimes and homelessness will set off from railway stations encircling the city. Posters for the G20 meltdown campaign carry pictures of a man in a suit hanging in a noose. Some anarchist websites are running burn a banker appeals. Oscar Reyes is one of the organisers of the G20 meltdown. He's running a climate camp which will pitch tents across the city.
So in that sense, it creates some kind of disruption in front of where carbon trading is happening. But we say that the bigger disruption really comes from that whole infrastructure itself.
City workers and bankers in the Square Mile have been told to dress casually in order to avoid attracting attention. AM hit the streets to see just how concerned they all are.
Not at all, man.
Not worried, just a little bit sad.
I'm actually thinking of putting on a three-piece suit with an extra tie just to provoke them.
It's sad. It's sad that we have to come. I mean, we're not doing anything. We're just doing our job, nothing more.
We've been told the same at my job. Yeah. Just that we should dress down, and then those that can work from home should work from home on those days. No, not worried, yeah.
Overnight, a British parliamentary committee accused police of increasingly using heavy-handed tactics against protesters, including anti-terrorism legislation and what they called the intrusive filming of demonstrators. Not a good omen for the government ahead of the G20 summit. This is Emma Alberici in London for AM.